It's Jerry Pippin, and we're broadcasting from Laughlin at the UFO Congress, as usual, this year. And Dr. Louis Touré, how are you?
I am just phenomenal, wonderful, and magic, nothing less.
Now, you're getting ready to... Every time I talk to you, you're going someplace. You're going, where are you going? Thailand or somewhere?
Yeah, well, first I have to finish the pilot of my new reality show. I'm doing a reality show, which will be called...
I wanted to get to that reality show because... Yeah. That's pretty interesting what you're thinking about doing here.
Yeah, definitely. But before I'm going to Thailand, and I'm going to be going to Japan, where I'm going to be teaching some psychologists. And then there is talks to go to third world country.
I do know you're going to the retro conference in the California desert again.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to another country, which we'll think of later.
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
They invited me there. Hey, they want me to go teaching in a university. You know, these people are pretty spiritual, you know. They are Japanese and Pakistanis people. They're not like the Americans or European. They are very much into philosophy, metaphysics, and astrology. And they've seen me watch some of my TV shows, and they invited me to go and teach there for a couple of weeks.
Okay, let's talk about this reality TV show you're working on. Hmm? What's the deal on that?
Well, if you were to go out with me anywhere in public... I start to talk to people, and I ask them their date of birth, for example, and I can read these people, and I can see...
Oh, I know that. You've been right on with a lot of people.
That's right, and I can see all sort of things about themselves. So we decided to put it to a different level and bring it to the network.
So how's this work? You got a camera crew following you?
Yeah, I have two guys on the camera. I have another guy with a microphone, and I have the director and then a girl that's taking care of the laptop energy. And then we're going to put this on the roads. We're going to be going to the Las Vegas on the strip. We're going to the Rodeo Drive in L.A. We're going to go to Scottsdale.
So you're literally going to go to some of the famous places in the
world. Exactly, and talk to people.
It's kind of going to be a man on the street type thing?
Something like that, yes. Yeah.
Where you really talk to these people.
Exactly. We're going to be alive.
Yeah. Okay. And now when what kind of subjects are we going to cover there? Anything they want to talk to?
I could hit them in the street and say, excuse me, do you believe in astrology? Something similar to that, you know? Or I could say, hey, wait a minute, I see something about you. And I see you got flat feet. And the person is going to say, oh my gosh, how do you handle, you know, I have flat feet. That's what I do. Or I say, oh, you got headaches here. Let me fix it. And I start to heal them, you know, and read them and make them feel better. And I just finished my hypnoptic session here, and everybody loved it, so.
Yeah, now let's talk a little bit about, you have a really good record for lack of a better term, I guess, healing. You make people feel better.
Well, that's what it comes down to. You know, I have cosmic consciousness in one of my UFO extravaganza.
You and I did a show one night in which we talked about your UFO experiences in France.
That's right.
Phenomenal.
Four of them I had. But anyway.
That interview is still available,
right.
By the way. People like to hear it on the archives.
Yeah, we'll do that sometimes. Yeah. Well, it is there. Yes, you're right. We already interviewed me about it. But in one of my UFO experiences, I took a trip inside a saucer, and they downloaded the universal codes. For better word or lack of words, I was explaining how the extraterrestrial build our solar system and the energy of each planet making up our solar system, how they interact with the human psyche. And that allows me to do predictions. My last prediction on George Norrie on Coast to Coast, I told him I told him in 2 days, be ready for a battle earthquake. And he says, Dr. Touré, earthquakes happen every day. I says, no, those that I'm talking about are always above 6.5. And 2 days later, exactly 2 days later, a 7.2 hit in Asia. I talk about the restructure of the internet. I say, be ready for the internet to be completely restructured. The next thing you know, 3 days ago, Japan. And I said, news from Japan. Japan signed a satellite that is totally, totally changing the entire internet in terms of speed. I said to be ready also for a complete restructure of the airlines. And again, yesterday on the news, I heard that the airline is using a new fuel now that is totally, totally friendly with the ozone. So all my predictions seems to happen.
You've got a phenomenal record on all of
Thank
those
you.
Things. What you see anything coming up in the next week or two?
Well, actually, as far, let's say tomorrow. And okay. After this, as close as tomorrow, okay? Okay, which will be my birthday, by the way. Tomorrow I will be birthday, 58 right? years old.
He doesn't look that old, does he?
58 years old. Thank you, thank you. You know, you can reverse the clock using hypnotherapy. You can stimulate the infrastructure of your body.
Dr. He always gets back to something he has to sell. That's good.
I love it.
That'll make you young, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You can turn the clock back. You can
really?
Do it, yes. You can affect the atomic structure of the body.
I find out about all this stuff. Go over to your website, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. It's free.
Yeah.
You can learn all this trick.
Yeah,
you know?
Give the name of the website again, and we've got a link to it.
DrTuri.com. DrTuri.com.
You got to make sure you spell it right. Okay, now,
that's right.
What's happening tomorrow?
Okay, yeah. I'm expecting, you know, when you have those kids that all of a sudden decide to go to a college and kill everybody? Or
yes.
Or a crazy husband
so
that kills his family.
Another event like that?
Yeah. We also, the police are going to make bad news. That's the message. Something dramatic, deadly, will take place. And I believe also it will be coming from nature, devastative force. So what I see, you wouldn't like it, is called death and drama and nasty. So wake up call type of energy. Okay? That's within the next 2 or 3 days.
There's going to be
as of tomorrow. It's going to last for 2 or 3 days. We have a very negative energy.
So we're talking about Tuesday, Wednesday, or
yes,
Thursday.
Yes, be careful with the police. Police everywhere.
26, 27, 28.
Right, police everywhere. First of all, police are going to be on the news, going to be on the road. Careful not to be stopped by the cops. And
okay,
listen carefully because it's going to happen.
So in other words, there may be this event may involve a traffic stop and turns bad.
Exactly.
And the police.
Yeah.
You're talking about the violence this time, maybe
exactly.
From the police.
Exactly. Yes. And I see also some criminal lunatics killing people. The energy that I perceive is it's secretive. It's secret that's going to come to light. And bad news for the police and drama. It's not good. The next 3 days, the energy is at its worst. And that's why I'm telling you, because people remember when it's negative. They won't remember when it's too positive. If I tell you you're going to get a brick on your head tomorrow and it happened, you're going to remember me sad enough. The next 3 days, be careful with the police. Careful what you do, what you say, because the crazy lunatics are going to be out. That's the message.
It's a bad time.
Right.
Stay home.
Yeah, and comes the next new moon that things are going to be very different. There is 2 weeks of a very positive light energy ahead of us. But first, we have to go through that inner nasty window the next 3 days where people are going to get nasty, aggressive, sarcastic. We're going to fight. The police are going to be mingled. Just remember, I'm giving you an energy as I see it ahead in time and space, and it will unfold privately, personally, and universally. You can't go wrong with it.
Okay.
And I make a note of that because the next time I see you, I'm going to refresh your memory.
And that's the information from Dr. Turi. You've heard it there. So let's nail this down. We're really talking about 26th, 27th, or 28th.
There you go.
Right.
Once you have passed those 3 days, you are okay. But
and now, when does this good time start? Sometime in March?
After the new moon of March.
Okay.
There's going to be a new moon in the sign of Pisces, and that involves creativity, spirituality, the movie industry. There is also good news coming up with that next lunation. And again, people who sign up for my newsletter, they get that.
Yeah, how do they do that? Well, get your newsletter.
They get to my
signed up, so I didn't know how they do it. Let's tell our listeners how they do it.
What you just go to drturi.com, and then you scroll down to a box that says free Dragon newsletter. You put your name or your date of birth, whatever it is, and you are part of a huge international hundred of thousands of people that read my work. And you can read every single newsletter that I wrote the last 10 years.
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah,
I know that because I've been over to look at it.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah, there's enough stuff. And your website's even bigger than mine, and
it's
mine's
huge.
Gigantic.
I'm getting a new one soon because it's too big. People spend hours in there.
Yeah, I've got two or three. They link to each other, and then I get it every once in a while. I guess somebody I say, "Why are you doing that?" Because they get too big.
I know.
You gotta be careful. Okay, so you'll be actually in Thailand during this new moon time.
Yeah, I'm going to Thailand there. Yes,
yeah.
And then I have to go to
so
Japan.
So you'll have good stuff happening to you during.
Oh
that
yes,
time.
Oh yes. You know, Pisces rules anything that is spiritual. It was also hospital. Interesting. And hospitals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And again, and
do you want to go into that a little bit more to tell me what you mean by that?
Well, I write a book called Moon Power.
Uh-huh.
And every single day of the year, I tell you how the universe translates into our life. Every single thing that's written down, if you pay attention.
Now, how far in advance is this?
One full year.
One full year.
1 full year.
So you could actually.
You can plan with
I
it,
guess
yes.
Get up instead of reading your diary in the morning, you look at this book.
That's right. Oh, yeah. It's this book. Many a few years ago, for Christmas, I was supposed to go to Thailand to lecture there. And my book says not to fly because the full moon was bad. And I said, I'm not going to go there. On that very day that my book says stay home because there is danger with water, that's where you had a tsunami that hit Asia. I give the exact date of the tsunami on my book.
Wow. And so you actually follow your own advice.
Oh, you better. Oh, you better. You know, you have to realize when the moon is waxing, you're protected.
Now, what do we mean when it's waxing during that little period, you're protected all the time?
Yeah.
Every cycle?
Every cycle. It's like the farmers. The farmers don't plant their crop when they feel like. They watch the moon. Uh-huh. So from the new moon to the full moon, you have a protection. And when you see the moon full white and round, that's where the word lunatic, moody, and crabby comes from. And that's where all the emergency service goes out of order. So you don't usually do things after the full moon because you don't have, it's called a red light. You have the green light and then the red light. Right now, we are under red light.
So, yeah, it's going to be bad the next 3 days.
Yeah, it's going to be not bad, but it's stressful, stupid thing that should not happen will happen. Things will break down, miscommunication, all sorts of little things you don't want. And that's okay because you're underground. But if you're in an airplane, you got to be more careful because a mistake made at the airplane, an airplane, you're going to crash.
That's
why you have more airplanes that crash now after the full moon than when the waxing moon. On the waxing moon, you're protected. The Titanic was launched and went for its maiden voyage after the full moon. See what happened with the Titanic.
Yeah.
And every major ship that took the trip went down too. But people do not pay attention to the cosmic codes. They follow the laws of men. They stop at the red lights.
Telling people who are listening that right after a full moon...
to be cautious.
Yeah,
be cautious.
Don't
that's
get
all.
On a cruise ship.
No, you can have a good time.
Okay.
A lot of people...
I don't want to lose sponsors here.
If you take a cruise after the full moon, you're going to end up with food poisoning, and the cruise is stopped. How many times this is happening? All the time. You go anywhere after the full moon, you risk food poisoning, you risk accident. It's the law. I don't write the laws. I translate the laws. There is a green light and there is a red light. On the physical world, when you see the green light, you go. You wouldn't dare to go when the light is red, right? In the spiritual world, there is a red light, but nobody can read it. I do read it, and I explain to people, be cautious when the light is red.
So rather than you've given up on trying to change the rules, you live by them.
No, you cannot change the rules.
Yeah.
You know, I don't predict anything. Nature has a cycle. The weather has a cycle. History repeats itself. I know the timing. It's all mathematics. I'm not the Mrs. Cleo here. I'm not a psychic. I'm a scientist. And I have software that I design that allows me to do that. And all my books, especially Moon Power, as all the explanations, your guideline to make sure the universe works with you. You don't work against laws because you're going to pay the penalty if you don't.
I was out in Landers, California, where you were and you're setting up in the little retro conference tent.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
And you mentioned this moon power to me.
Yeah.
You really believe the moon has a lot of faith.
It's not a belief. It's not a religion.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's
sorry,
a truth. You believe in Jesus, you believe in Allah, Buddha, whatever you want. That is mathematics. You have to understand. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what. If you go to my website, there is a book called Moon Power. You can download it for free. And you can read the universal law of the moon. And it's going to tell you 2007 moon power, about 2007, what is there for me. There is a lot in this book for you. You can look what you went through last couple of years and see that
more.
I was right 2 years ago. Yeah. And then you have the universal law of the moon explained in the book, and you can download it for free from my website. It's called Moon Power 2007. Get it for free.
A couple of things I want to talk to Dr. Lewis Turi about when we come back from the break. And one of the things is, you sent out the stuff about the dragon. I want you to explain to me what that is.
Okay.
And then I want to find, we did a show on this, but You had ET experiences, and I want to know if this has anything to do with what you're doing now.
Everything.
I figured. We'll be right back. I'm Jerry Pippin. I'd like to take an opportunity here to talk to you about our websites. We've been adding programs and adding programs, and sometimes it's difficult to find what you're looking for. First of all, we have a search mechanism on each of our websites, and you can click, like if it's jerrypippin.com or if ipodshows.net, just search the websites, put in the name of what you're looking for, and it will come up. Check us out, won't you? Often. And we're broadcasting from the Aquarius Resort at the UFO Congress. What date? What's the symbol of that date?
That day,
you gave a presentation in here a while ago.
Yes. That day, I had the full proof that extraterrestrial and flying saucer were real, because I was under, 35 feet under a flying saucer.
Is this the one in France?
That's the one in France. And you remember, I have four of those. But that one is just, there's absolutely no doubt of UFO realities once you go through an experience like this. And I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do pot. I'm
so
real.
You weren't hallucinating.
No, that was real. And I was with my brother, too.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I was with my brother, and his brand new Mercedes just died in the middle of the vineyard. So this is crazy, and it's real. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. To me, there is no believing. It's a fact. I'm past the believing thing, you know?
So this was, I guess, a turning point in your life.
I had two before that was pretty extraordinary, but nothing as solid as that one or in the one after that one. That was just incredible. I had four UFO experiences. And each time I am with a family member, maybe it's to keep my sanity or something, because I would not believe in myself, because it's so incredible. Imagine you have a flying saucer suspended 30 feet above your head. Then you go through that, and then you tell me how you feel. Unless you go there yourself, you don't know. There is no words to explain it.
So you didn't remember a lot of experiences at first after they happened, or did you?
Oh, no. All my experiences are live. They are not okay. They are not light in the sky or walking type of thing.
No, I know.
It's there. It's real.
You're incredible, and I urge people to go listen to those shows.
I am one of the most real. On the UFO phenomenon, I have the most real, tangible experience than anybody I've known. Apart from...
It's an incredible story you told me about that. Now, let's talk about this dragon thing. It's important. I know that.
Well, yeah.
Tell me what we're talking about here.
The dragon was used by Nostradamus. It's an energy coming from the constellation of Draco, which is highly spiritual. And unless you have... full cosmic consciousness, and you can enter the archetypal primal consciousness, there is no way you can perceive the dragon. You need to educate yourself and understand the energy and see how this dragon falls in your chart, or fall positively or negatively in one area of your life. If you follow the dragon's head, everything you do, wherever you go, the door will open to you, because you'll be at the right time at the right place. If you follow the tail, no, regardless of the time, the money and the effort or the education, not only you will not succeed, but you could also get killed. And that is a fact. The dragon has more power in itself than the entire complexity of an astrological chart. And I wrote 525 pages on the dragon, part of my teachings.
Yes.
So the dragon is extraordinarily phenomenal. Very powerful.
So you, 525 pages. Huh?
Yes, on the subject. I'm the only one who wrote intensively on the subject.
Okay, somebody, and everyone should be interested in the subject. They can get this book through the website or what?
Yeah, but you know, this is what the year 2012 is going to do. It's going to open.
I want to find that out.
The consciousness of mankind is being raised. You know, I remember, I've been in the circus here for about 30 years now. At the beginning, people thought I was a lunatic, didn't believe in UFOs, astrology, I was evil, whatever it is. But the world has grown since then, and now they are more receptive. But comes the year 2012, it's like a switch on the human psyche that would make them more perceptive to the divine.
In other words, somebody will turn the lights on.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
That's the easy way to put it. Because right now, the edge of deception, the edge of Pisces and religion and drugs is still running this world, but it's going down real fast. And as I was saying to George Norrie, I said, the Pope is going to fight very hard trying to keep Christianity. And now the Pope is doing his own work, but it's not working. Christianity is dying. The edge of Pisces is going. New age of Aquarius is kicking in, taking over. New technology, the future of mankind, UFOs, internet, World Wide Web, television, all this extraordinary energy is now with us. This is why I said the next 2 years are going to be an incredible time. I said to George, as to you, the same. Yeah. Be ready for earthquake in place. You won't believe they should happen. Okay? Anything and any can happen, including assassination of politicians, famous people are going to commit suicide and die like bees for the next 2 years. Children are going to be most of all targets of the tail of the dragon. The tail is in the sign of Leo. And Leo was love, romance, and children. So if you look at the news, there is not a single day where there is a mother or a father abusing his child or children dying by the bucket. Right? It's just the energy.
So we got to get through 2010, I guess, to get past the tail of
right,
the dragon.
So to speak, yes. Yeah. The year 2012, it's the Golden Gate. It's an opening of the human consciousness where people will be naturally tuned up to be more receptive to the divine, to metaphysics.
How do you perceive that will happen overnight like that?
It's not going to happen overnight. Okay. As I said, it took 30 years for people.
Well, I understand, but you're talking about 2013.
But because that's the age.
Be enlightened.
No. It's the gate.
Maybe I misunderstood you. Okay.
It's the gate. It's the opening of the gate.
Oh, okay.
It took 2,000 years for the age of Pisces
to create
875 different religion. Right? Mm-hmm. And to create the Vatican took 2,000 years to create all this energy. As of the year 2012, now the age of Aquarius, new electronics, new device, cold fusion, UFOs, new things that you can't even remotely understand, we're starting a new age. The age of Pisces is gone. The age of religion, that's why Christianity used the fish as a symbol of their deceiving energy. But Aquarius is an intelligent, competitive, genius-like sign, and that's why it rules the future of mankind. And it will bring the reality of UFOs. There'll be no doubt about UFOs then. The opening is there. And I said to George, that be ready for an incredible activity with extraterrestrial. 3 days later, look what happened in Texas. 3 days later. And I said, in 2 days from today, expect a bad earthquake. 2 days later, bingo, 7.2 earthquake. And this is channeling. Anybody can do it, though, if you educate yourself.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You don't have a special gift?
No. No. It's all mathematics. I design a software. It's all mathematics. But you need to understand.
Can we get a hold of that software?
Well, I teach. I'm going to Sedona. My next course, okay. Astropsychology, will be in Sedona. Then I'm going to Japan to teach a bunch of psychiatrists the topics. But Japan and Asia, they're much more open to metaphysics than America. America is still a religiously poisoned country where you don't touch astrology because it's against Jesus or whatever. So they haven't yet grown. That's why the year 2012 will help metaphysician to finally pass on their message.
But it's not going to be an overnight change. It's a gradual thing.
Yeah, there's no such a thing as an overnight change. No. It's like when I learned to play piano before I graduated from the Royal School of Music, I had to play this thing here for years, 6-7 hours a day. It's gradual.
I don't know if you've ever heard Dr. Turi play music, but he's pretty good at it.
I play piano. I love to play piano. It relaxes me.
I like to say those plugs like that because maybe you'll send me a CD occasionally.
Oh, Jerry.
we have about 4 or 5 minutes left. What else did you talk about in here?
In here today, I put people in low trance, accelerating the etheric body, slowing down the physical manifestation so I can insert suggestion in the subconscious and help them to get a better health, a better job, a better career, or better vision of life. It's all within the subconscious. I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist, so I understand the working of the subconscious. So I use metaphor and music and words to relax them and insert the suggestions.
You know, the one thing, I followed your career for a long time before we ever did our first show, and the thing I marveled at before I met you, and I still don't have the answer, but you remind me a whole lot of Steve Allen, who did a lot of things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him one time on the air, and he said, well, I carry a little mini cassette recorder. And when I get an idea, I dictate it and I give it to my secretary. Well, not everybody can afford a secretary.
No.
But you got a staff. You got a lady in there working for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do have staff, but, you know, who does the job in it? I generate the newsletter for hundreds of thousands of people nearly every day.
You do it. You're saying you do it, okay?
I do it because I got to channel the information.
How do you do all that stuff? That's what I'm getting at, you know, time-wise. How do you manage it?
It's the days are no long enough. I'm starting to complaining about that, so... Can we do something like 44 hours a day?
Yeah,
I can't.
Well, you already told me we couldn't break any of those rules that are already set up.
No, it's set. You got to go to bed when it's time to go to bed.
Okay, in summary here, the next 3 days are not going to be good.
No, be careful what you say with the police.
Don't
what you
talk
do.
To the police.
Watch the people fighting around you, anger, emotions, drama, and maybe nature taking some lives. But for sure, a lunatic is going to kill somebody out there. Watch it.
And... We're not really telling everybody not to go to the mall.
No. Just be cautious.
Just be observant.
That's all. You know, if you when the light is red in the street and you see the light red or the stop sign, you stop. You respect the laws of man. In the universe, there is also different light, and I see those lights. And I'm just pointing out there is a red light for 3 days as of tomorrow. Be careful. That's all.
Just don't hurry into it.
Your will, the part of God in you is stronger than the stars. But if you don't know, you pay the price.
A lot of people kind of have a hunch, and they disregard hunches, and they get
Oh, no, listen to it. Oh, my gosh. Your subconscious will give you serious, especially female, they have good hands for that.
Oh, really?
Good intuition. Oh, yes.
So that's not some kind of PR trick. These women really are, you got a little...
Oh, yes. They smell better than us. They are more critical than us. They test better. They see better. Oh, gosh, women are ETs.
Hey.
In terms of intuition and feelings, that's why they're so emotional. So they're not like us. They're very intuitive, so their intuition is very powerful, and they should listen to it.
We got about a minute and a half left. Let's plug some things that you've not that we haven't done it already, but let's get this out of your website.
Okay.
What you're working on right now.
Okay. My website is my name, drturi.com, drturi.com. You can go to my website. You can sign up for my Dragon newsletter for free or sign up for the Cosmic Code newsletter. Then you have to pay. My next course is in Sedona for a full week where I'm going to be teaching all the secrets of the Universal Code and turn people into astropsychologists. Okay? There is an exam. There is... material, there is everything you need, and people are flying from all over the place to meet in Sedona next July. So you
that's
can take
in
the
July, yeah, in Sedona, and that's a nice time to be there.
You bet. Yes. Now you take the course live with all my students, or you take it email by mail, whatever.
You can do it either way. You don't have to go to Sedona.
No. Some people are in Australia; they take it by mail.
Yeah, well, I understand. I understand.
Even though I do have people flying from Australia.
Anyway, you don't live very far from Sedona anyway.
No, we're 1.5 hours.
Yeah. Well, not that far from Laughlin, really.
No, easy. It was an easy drive.
Yeah. Dr. Turi, thank you very much.
Hey, Jerry, as always, thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
God bless.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Coming up, we'll have more from the UFO Congress here at the fantastic Laughlin facility of the Aquarius Hotel and Resort. They're remodeling some rooms here and things, and they promise they're going to have a whole lot of great new stuff by spring. We'll find out. It's a good place anyway. Come on by and see us. Shanina Johnson is our on-location producer. James Whitley is our web producer. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin. Thank you for listening. We're broadcasting from the Aquarius Hotel in Laughlin, Nevada. Cheers.